Red Edition, welcome. I'm laughing. This studio that I'm in today, it's July still, and the lights are on me, and I'm sweating, and I got to share a story with you. It was back in the early 1980s, and I was in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I had just bought a large apartment building. A guy from Luckenstein owned it. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Some other country. Anyway, and he and his wife were there. It was a hot day. We were closing the deal. Hundreds of units. It was a huge deal. And I had already been to the complex just prior to writing the last check. And he had come and taken all the light bulbs out. And I thought, well, how are you going to take those back across the sea? In any event, and we're sitting in there getting ready to do the final papers. And my agent looks at me and he says it in a loud voice. He said, look at his wife. She's sweating like a pig. Oh, what a terrible thing. The whole deal just about fell apart. And here I am sweating like a son of a gun. Now, jumping, breastfeeding. Okay. You have a Canadian group of researchers. And if you're a Canadian, you paid for this to happen. This is information that nobody really should care about. There's not enough breastfeeding that goes on around the world, okay? $1 billion a day is lost to productivity and healthcare cost, researchers from Canada say. That works out to $341 billion a year. So these people are saying, if mothers will breastfeed their children longer, you'll help prevent early deaths, various diseases, and you will save in 3 years' time, that's $1 trillion. So every 3 years, sweating like a son of a gun. Oh, I got more. I'd like to, that's up to you to fill in those blanks. Very important stuff that the Canadian researchers are doing. Hungry. The country, hungry, not breastfeeding hungry. The country. The country is saying, we got a plan. We have a model, a business model that America and every other country in the world should follow, and they truly should. We don't let people just cross our border and camp and look after them. What we do is we send them money. Hey, you want to come here from Mexico? You can't. But if you can prove that you really need it, we'll give you a couple of bucks and buy you a Big Mac, right? And it works. I've been saying this forever. Don't let them come into your country and go through the processing, the feeding. Canada, apparently they stay in hotels for up to 2 years, right? Why? Leave them at home until the work is done. They want to come to Canada, fill out the forms like everyone else. And if you need to help them, lend them some money. Don't give. Lend. Lockheed Martin Corp. recently announced that their helicopter plant in Pennsylvania will remain open. President Trump phoned them, and all he did, he asked them for the order. He said, hey, 465 jobs will be saved if y'all don't move. Please stay. And the guy was so impressed, the president of the helicopter company, yeah, I'll stay. Thanks for the call, Mr. President. That's all it takes. A wise person once said to me in sales when asked why she was successful, she said, I asked for the order. Hey, just saying, California, the undisputed center of gravity for today's wackos from the far left, you know, is liberal madness. And now you have a city of Berkeley who is banned natural gas. Natural gas from all restaurants. These guys only cook with natural gas. Is now banned. Houses, restaurants, no natural gas because it's environmentally bad. What's going to happen next? Thousands of people leave California every month. Thousands. It's a sad thing. I mean, it's a wonderful place, right, in terms of the weather. But the environment, politically, they need to ban a lot more of the natural gas to keep that environment good. Hey, y'all, come back tomorrow. We're getting more for you from the right. See ya.